God used Mr. Armstrong to open our eyes to many amazing things. When I first came into contact with the church, I thought they were outrageous things. And nothing can be more outrageous than the knowledge that we are training to become God. How out of step with the world that is. We are warned in the section of the Bible dealing with what we understand to be the church era, the Philadelphia era, in Revelation 3, to beware that no one take our crown. Well, if we are going to be kings with Christ, we need to be aware of what has been done to take away the crown by persuading people that they are already either born again, not a spiritual rebirth, but just by the acceptance of God, Christ as their Saviour, they persuade the majority of the world that that is the born again, which the Bible is talking about. Where, of course, we know from the teachings we received and the inspiration given to Mr. Armstrong that we are, when we accept God, we repent with the laying on of hands, the gift of the Holy Spirit begets us. Just as a physical father begot us, we then have the gestation period before the birth. Mr. Munro recently covered this very well in his sermonette of a few weeks ago. And of course the other one, which was used against us, was to persuade us that it is so ridiculous to assume we could be God. That it's beyond it's blasphemy to claim such a thing. But the Bible shows that this is our future if we remain faithful. We are to be a kind of first fruits as Christ was the first fruit. He is the pioneer, the captain. He led the way. He was resurrected to immortal life. We look forward to a resurrection, or if we are still alive, to a change. Let's read about that, please, in 1 Corinthians chapter 15. The first epistle to the Corinthians, chapter 15. We could start verse 42. So also is the resurrection of the dead. It is sown in corruption, it is raised in incorruption, or glory. Sown in dishonor, it is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness, it is raised in power. It is sown a natural body, it is raised a spiritual body. Coming on down, 47, the first man is of the earth, earthy. The second man is the Lord from heaven. This is talking about Christ, of course. And 49, as we have borne, or as we bear, the image of the earthy, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly man. We are created like a clay model of God with the potential to become God. It sounds amazing when just saying it myself, but this is what the Bible tells us again and again. People read the Bible with the preconception and are unable to see what the Holy Spirit opens to our eyes with the revelation given to Mr. Armstrong. Verse 50. Now this I say, brethren, flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, neither does corruption inherit corruption. There has to be this born again. There has to be this change. It's not logical that it can happen any other way. Although it is so huge, so difficult to grasp, it has to be. It doesn't work any other way. We look at the first John, first epistle of John, chapter 3. I'd like to look at the first two verses. Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. That's all right. Well, the angels have been called the sons of God. That doesn't always signify everything we are trying to convey. Therefore, the world knows us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now we are the children, the sons of God, the children of God. We are begotten. It does not yet appear what we shall be. We are still the clay model. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him. For we shall see him as he is. We will see him as this glorified being, which if we saw him now, our eyes would be burnt out. He would be in full glory, power, magnificence. An incredible promise opened up to us. We who have been selected for our job now, because we're the weak of the world. We're not the cream of the crop. We've come to the top, perhaps, but not cream. This is an amazing promise. We are not favourites either. It's not that God is going to forget everybody else. We are just to be first fruit to lead others to the same wonderful truth. Leading the way, pioneering the way. It's not a selfish thing. We have a job to do, a service to fulfill. Just as our elder brother Christ did on behalf of us, we will follow in his footsteps. We will be like him. And we have to be like him. We have to allow him to live within us. That's why it's so difficult. We've repented of our past sins. We don't want to sin anymore. We, in our mind, are fully persuaded of what we should need to do. But being weak, frail, we slip up. We then have to go again to ask for forgiveness. We have to empty ourselves of being sons of the devil and make space for becoming sons of God, allowing Christ's faith to work in us and to help with the preparation for this change. So going to Revelation again, Revelation chapter 3, we could turn there this time. We were quoting from verse 11 before. Behold, I come quickly. Hold that fast what you have, that no man take your crown. Don't be persuaded either you're already born again, because you most definitely are. If I slap you in the face, you will feel pain. If you were a spirit being, I wouldn't even be able to touch you. And of course, the other one is that the goal is so beyond anything we could possibly expect. But it isn't, because God's word will stand. And in verse 9, talking to the faithful overcomers of the Philadelphian era of God's church, behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews and are not, but do lie. Behold, I will make them to come and worship before your feet and to know that I have loved you. Worship only goes to God. The angels of God, who are also called sons of God, who are also spirit beings, would not allow God's servants to worship them. Worship only belongs to God. Another, as Mr. Armstrong helped us to see, we will be born again. We will be God's. That is how we will be in part of and ruling with Christ in the kingdom of God. We will be spirit beings, ruling with him. We will be like him. He will still be superior to us as our elder brother, as he defers to God the Father, who again is superior to us. We're not in competition. We are all going to be part of the same family, all part of the same team. But that crown of life, don't let anybody take it from you. It is an incredible promise. We are so fortunate to have this understanding. And this day annually reminds us of the birth we are looking forward to.